This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how the grandson of an American Jewish doctor grows up to become a radical Islamist and the first American charged with treason in more than 50 years. It's the strange journey of Azam the American.
First, though, to Detroit, where the city's freezing weather is not as icy as the response politicians are getting over the auto industry's dramatic downturn. NPR's Celeste Headlee reports from Detroit.
The financial crisis in the American auto industry is such a hot topic in Michigan that all of the big three automakers declined to comment for this story. A spokesman for General Motors said the company's aware it's being used as a political tool and doesn't want to make things worse. Jack Colwell follows the auto industry for the South Bend Tribune. He says he isn't surprised.
Maybe they resent it. Maybe they know that really the politicians on both sides are making claims that are basically false, in that neither side can do a lot, at least at the state level, about what's going to happen with the auto industry.
Candidates in the Midwest are specifically citing the auto industry in their campaign ads. And Abil Nazar says the health of the auto industry isn't just a political catchphrase. It's a serious issue for manufacturing states like Michigan. Nazar is the director of the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies at the Rochester Institute of Technology.
It's real. It's jobs. It is my next door neighbor. It is my cousin or my relative who's working for one of those companies, or if not directly, indirectly. So I think there are real issues related to jobs and wealth generation.
The auto industry has suffered in past years, but the situation is different this year because it's not one corporation that's struggling. It's the entire domestic auto industry. So there aren't a handful of plants closing. There are dozens all across the Midwest. And the widespread nature of the problem means trouble for incumbents. Michigan's Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm faces a tough challenge from Republican Dick DeVos. DeVos has spent millions on ads that blame the governor for losing a new Honda plant to neighboring Indiana.
In Michigan, we're tearing down auto plants. In other states, they're building new ones. Indiana just landed a new Honda plant. The press reports Indiana's governor pursued Honda for a year, while Governor Granholm was blindsided, only got interested at the 11th hour. The New York Times says Granholm didn't actively compete for Honda. Granholm admits she didn't meet with Honda when she went to Japan. Michigan is being left out of a game it should be best positioned to win.
Meanwhile, Indiana's governor, Mitch Daniels, saw a large jump in his approval ratings when Honda announced it would build in his state. Jack Colwell says challengers in several states are trying to link the decisions of incumbents to plant closings and job losses.
I think there are a number of voters who think that governors or legislators have a lot more power than they really do to control the economy or to bring automotive production to an area. Really, in Michigan, the decisions there are by Ford and General Motors, not by Governor Granholm.
Chris DeWitt of Granholm's reelection campaign office says some politicians are partly to blame for Ford's financial straits or GM's declining market share, but they all work in Washington, D.C.
President Bush has had several opportunities to meet with the heads of the auto industry, yet for a variety of reasons has turned them down. He has time to meet with the winners of American Idol, but he doesn't have time to meet with the heads of the auto industry.
Voters themselves are divided over the issue. Construction worker Dennis Joyner says Granholm is at fault for the loss of jobs in Michigan.
No, it's not the auto industry. It's the governor herself, Granholm. Because when she make deals and stuff with the auto industry, she never bring back jobs here.
But retired social worker D. Frederick Brown doesn't buy it.
I don't see any reason how a governor could be partly responsible for the struggles at the automobile industry.
Still, Governor Granholm is an easy target. That's because the state is so heavily allied with the auto industry and the industry is struggling. Even so, she leads Dick DeVos in the polls by several points. But Evan Tracy of the Campaign Media Analysis Group says it's unclear how much of an impact this issue is having on voters.
The true test will be on Election Day. I think if the voters of Michigan go and elect Dick DeVos, I mean, it will truly be a referendum on Granholm and the auto industry and what's happened there the last few years.
If there are more layoffs at the automakers, though, it could make a significant difference in the outcome of the election. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.